Section 2. Listen to three longer conversations. For questions 11 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
A power cut. Brian, can you come home from work as soon as possible? The electricity has gone off. There are no lights or anything in the whole house.
I'm sorry, Tina, but I'm supposed to be at a meeting in about half an hour and there's no way I can get out of it. I'm going to be stuck here for a couple of hours at least.
But I'm in the middle of cooking for tonight's dinner party.
Don't worry about that. If we need to, we'll cancel it. Anyhow, it might be just a temporary power cut in the neighbourhood and will be restored before long.
That's definitely not the case. I checked with all the apartments on our floor. Nobody else has a problem.
Well then, call the local electrician. You already have his number. I'm sure he will fix the problem in no time.
Brian, can you come home from work as soon as possible? The electricity has gone off. There are no lights or anything in the whole house.
I'm sorry, Tina, but I'm supposed to be at a meeting in about half an hour and there's no way I can get out of it. I'm going to be stuck here for a couple of hours at least.
But I'm in the middle of cooking for tonight's dinner party.
Don't worry about that. If we need to, we'll cancel it. Anyhow, it might be just a temporary power cut in the neighbourhood and will be restored before long.
That's definitely not the case. I checked with all the apartments on our floor. Nobody else has a problem.
Well then, call the local electrician. You already have his number. I'm sure he will fix the problem in no time.
Eating nuts.
I can't believe that you went out in this freezing weather simply to buy some bags of nuts, Sophie.
Why not? Anyway, I didn't walk to the store. I drove.
For what reason? Are you on a special diet rich in nuts or something?
Of course not, Henry. It's just that apart from being delicious, nuts are very nutritious.
They're also known for their high calorie content. Aren't you afraid of putting on weight?
No, not really. I go jogging on a daily basis and 2 times a week I go to the gym. When it comes to food, I do watch what I eat. And although I prefer high-calorie food, I usually opt for healthier options. If I am going to eat a snack, for example, I'd rather eat a few unsalted raw nuts than a pretzel or a rice cracker, which are both low in fat but extremely salty. And as you know, anything too salty is really bad for our health.
I can't believe that you went out in this freezing weather simply to buy some bags of nuts, Sophie.
Why not? Anyway, I didn't walk to the store, I drove.
For what reason? Are you on a special diet rich in nuts or something?
Of course not, Henry. It's just that apart from being delicious, nuts are very nutritious.
They're also known for their high calorie content. Aren't you afraid of putting on weight?
No, not really. I go jogging on a daily basis and 2 times a week I go to the gym. When it comes to food, I do watch what I eat, and although I prefer high-calorie food, I usually opt for healthier options. If I am going to eat a snack, for example, I'd rather eat a few unsalted raw nuts than a pretzel or a rice cracker, which are both low in fat but extremely salty. And, as you know, anything too salty is really bad for our health. The conference. This bus ride is taking forever, Mike.
Traffic congestion does seem pretty bad, but be patient, Olivia. We're almost there.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago. Are you sure we didn't miss our stop?
Positive. Our hotel is on the outskirts of Dublin, next to the conference centre.
I still wish we had booked a hotel in the centre to take advantage of the nightlife.
Do you really think we are going to have the energy to go out after attending an all-day conference for the next 3 days?
I suppose not. I'm looking forward to this conference, but it is going to be exhausting. Still, after coming all this way, it seems a pity we have no time to enjoy Dublin.
Well, the conference ends on Friday. What about staying on for the weekend? We could book a room in another hotel in the centre.
Fabulous, Mike. You won't regret it. They say the nightlife here is unbelievable. This bus ride is taking forever, Mike.
Traffic congestion does seem pretty bad, but be patient, Olivia. We're almost there.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago. Are you sure we didn't miss our stop?
Positive. Our hotel is on the outskirts of Dublin, next to the conference centre.
I still wish we had booked a hotel in the centre to take advantage of the nightlife.
Do you really think we are going to have the energy to go out after attending an all-day conference for the next 3 days?
I suppose not. I'm looking forward to this conference, but it is going to be exhausting. Still, after coming all this way, it seems a pity we have no time to enjoy Dublin.
Well, the conference ends on Friday. What about staying on for the weekend? We could book a room in another hotel in the centre.
Fabulous, Mike. You won't regret it. They say the nightlife here is unbelievable.